So I'm here at O'Connor Chiropractic, the Family Wellness Centre on Station Parade in Harrogate, and I'm with the main man, Dr. Jason O'Connor. Jason, just tell us how long you've been doing chiropractic treatment and how long the business has been here.
Yeah, it's coming up to 20 years. I've been in Harrogate about nearly 18 years as well. This is actually the fourth clinic I've opened. So I've been in this building as the wellness clinic, as like a family wellness clinic, for coming up to 4 years. So we've kind of changed and upgraded over that period of time. But yeah, as I say, my first clinic was a little one room, probably similar size to this room here in Gainsborough. I worked over in Lincoln and I opened a clinic while I was working there. Set that up, got that running well. I think that's still going now, actually. And then I, from there, I moved to Harrogate, set up on Colbath Road. So a lot of my clients are still, who saw me there, still see me now. So, but we moved here because of the location. It's right on Station Parade, and it's a much bigger building, and we can bring in other services that I've always wanted to bring in to have that holistic approach. So we've now got, as I say, rehab gym, Pilates studio, yoga, massage, and all complements the chiropractic care. But yeah, I also had a clinic in Ilkley, which I ran at the same time. So been a busy few years. But now I'm really happy and focused and concentrating on getting this clinic kind of what I would say firing all cylinders and just providing the best possible service and just bringing all that knowledge and little tweaks and that I've done over the years to really provide, you know, kind of an optimal service to get people, get our patients the results and get them to the goals that they want to achieve.
And with regards to your knowledge, when did you first take an interest in chiropractic care? And how many years have you had to train to get to this level?
I think probably like a lot of therapists or healthcare workers, it often starts with themselves. So I think with me, I used to play a lot of rugby, nearly went professional. And because of that, you know, I wasn't the biggest guy on the pitch, but I still used to take a lot of hits from much bigger guys. And I remember one particular time I really hurt my neck. And I thought I broke my neck, ran into a guy with about 20 stone, and I had numbness, tingling in both my arms, and I thought, well, this is it, you know, broke my neck. But luckily it wasn't, but I did see lots of different people, you know, doctors, physios, and no one could really help. And it was only till I actually met a chiropractor who happened to work with the All Blacks rugby team, and that really inspired me at the time, because rugby was everything to me. And then I thought, oh gosh, maybe my body's not going to last this. And I was always interested in the human body, human biology, always did lots of sports. So it was kind of a natural progression that I kind of moved towards that. But to be honest with you, before I was 18, I didn't really know what a chiropractor was. And then I kind of fell into it through the rugby side of it. And then I went and trained at the University South Wales. It was the Welsh Institute of Chiropractic. There's only two main universities that teach chiropractic at the moment. But yeah, I trained there, did my, it's a 5-year degree. So it's quite an in-depth, it's very similar to a medical degree, except we do a lot more kind of hands-on exam, a lot of radiology, radiography, and obviously the chiropractic techniques. We even study pharmacology because we need to know what things the patients are on. But I kind of, when I finished there, I'd say it's a bit like when you pass your driving test, you don't really know how to drive, but you know how to do the basics. And that's what it is with chiropractors as well. So from there, I then looked at, well, you know, where are the best chiropractors in the world? How are they practicing? What are they doing? And I went to seminars and conferences and observed chiropractors all over the world. So, you know, my first few years, I think I went to Rome and then Vancouver, did a lot of different conferences in America, a lot in California not just going for the good weather, but there's the highest concentration of chiropractors over there. So it's like 3,000 in the UK, and there's like over 60,000 in America. And I went to San Diego, big conference there on pediatrics, so specializing in chiropractic care for babies, children, from birth traumas to developmental problems, autism. But I remember there was like 1,000 chiropractors just in San Diego alone. So that's why like the bigger, you know, kind of better conferences are actually over there, and you can learn a lot more from very experienced chiropractors. So I did actually fly back and forth for, you know, a good few years. And I still go now. I'm off in a couple of weeks to Italy. And obviously with COVID, but the previous one was in Chicago. So I'm always traveling to just see where the latest research, developments, progressions in the profession, and always trying to then bring that into the practice. And that's why I was saying how it's evolved over the years, and what makes us unique and what we do. So some of the things that I've learned to bring in is like the nerve scans that we do, which maybe we can talk about further later on. But yeah, we do like thermography, infrared thermography scans. We do surface EMGs, looking at muscles. We do pulse wave profile, looks at adrenal fatigue, so how long someone's been stressed, which massively affects recovery. We also do on-site digital x-rays. We can get a real in-depth look into the spine. So we bring all of that in alongside the kind of the philosophy and art of chiropractic, which is the body's designed to heal itself. It has an innate intelligence that's, we're designed to self-heal, self-regulate, and that happens all through the central nervous system. But if there's any stress interference, that can, you know, hamper how the body regulates. And I think a lot of people often just chase symptoms, and they're trying to palliate symptoms, patch up things, and they're never looking at, well, why is it there in the first place? You know, why am I in a state of dis-ease in the body? Which then chronic dis-ease leads to disease. So that's the kind of, as a chiropractor, that's what we're looking at, is, well, how do we shift this person back into a better state of health, and how can we then keep them there? And a lot of that is looking into what's gone on with that person, what's their lifestyle like, what's their work, what's their home life, their stress. So stress we can divide into physical, emotional, chemical, and often people have all different levels of that. So then understanding how that's affecting their central nervous system and how we can remove interference from that and get them back to a healthier state where their body can heal and repair itself, and they just live a healthier, better quality of life.
So with regards to the podcast series, what can we expect?
Well, I want to try and touch on the biggest things that I've seen in practice. So the most common things I see, so I can help answer those questions and help guide people and give them information and kind of tips and guidance at how to avoid those things, or if they've got them, how to manage them as best they can. And also just to explain what chiropractic is, and just debunk a lot of myths, which are often out there. So really just to educate people, well, what is chiropractic? What do we actually do? Explain how incredibly safe it is, how chiropractic is for everyone. You know, if you've got a spine and you've got a pulse, then chiropractic can certainly help you in some way or another. So that's what I want to kind of explain to you, and my passion and just some of the stories and the cases that I've seen over the years. And my hunger is to help more people. I'm confident there's lots and lots more people out there suffering with the things that I've successfully helped with, but they have no idea that chiropractic can help them. So if this podcast can get that message out to even just one person that thinks, hang on, that sounds like me, and then we can help them, then, you know, it's definitely worthwhile.